President Biden has completed his first 100 days in office, and the country is more optimistic about the upcoming year. Joining us now on the KRDO Newsline is Steve Roberts, ABC News political analyst. And according to the latest ABC News Ipsos poll, nearly two-thirds of Americans optimistic about the country's direction.
No, that's true. And this is the highest rate of optimism in 15 years. Look, there are many reasons for this. I think that the Biden administration gets some credit because they've provided a steady, sure hand in very direct contrast to the chaos of Trump years. But you've got to give some credit to the Trump administration, too. They were the ones who pushed the pharmaceutical companies to come up with a vaccine as fast as possible. Trump hoped that that vaccine would come online in time to improve the mood of the electorate before the election. That didn't happen. And in many ways, Biden is benefiting from that mood, which has been generated by the fact that so many people are now vaccinated. And look, it's also spring, and baseball is back. The Rockies aren't playing very well, but still, it's baseball, right? And I bet if you went out in Colorado Springs yesterday, people were out in parks, people were going to ball games, people were having meals with their friends, and there is a sense of life returning to normal. And optimism is not just a feeling. It also generates activity. If people are optimistic, they spend more money, and businesses hire more workers, and they buy new equipment. And that generates a virtuous cycle of economic activity. So optimism is not just a feeling. It's a very tangible benefit to the economy and to anybody who happens to be running the economy, which right now is Joe Biden. Give some of the credit to the Trump administration, because the vaccine is a critical element of this good feeling.
Helping people to return to normal. Warren Buffett was mentioning over the weekend that the economy seems to be red hot. Is some of that also, I mean, because it was revving up, the economy was under the Trump administration before COVID shut things down. Is some of that also attributable to that administration?
Sure. I mean, there's no doubt that I don't think there's much doubt that if it wasn't for COVID, Donald Trump would have had a much, much easier time getting reelected. Now, do we know that he would have won? We don't know that. But certainly, he understood. That's why in the beginning, he was so desperate to dismiss COVID as a threat. You know, to all this talk about it was magical thinking and it was going to disappear with the summer. And because he knew that politically, if the economy was continuing to operate at the level it was, in February of 2020, he was going to have a much easier time. And in some ways, he caused his own problems because he dismissed the impact and the importance of the virus for so long. And when he finally got serious and promoted the vaccine campaign, it was too late to help him. As I say, this good feeling generates economic activity, and there's a very tangible benefit. And there are also some storm clouds here for the Biden administration. If you look at our polls, yes, people are quite, including a lot of Republicans, very supportive of the way he's handled the coronavirus. Far less supportive of the way he's handled issues like immigration, where people are quite negative. There's this big fight coming up in Congress over whether to spend a couple of $1 trillion on new infrastructure. And Republicans have clearly decided, at least in Washington, that they're going to oppose this. And they've fallen back on very traditional Republican ideas of opposing big government, big spending, higher taxes. The real problem for Republicans is that even in states run by Republicans, there are a lot of bridges and roads that need repairs. Even in states run by Republicans, there are a lot of rural areas that need better broadband. Even in states run by Republicans, workers are desperate for these construction jobs. And so you have Republicans in this real bind because their ideology tells them to oppose the infrastructure bill. But the interests of their own constituents would benefit from the construction bill. And therefore, they're caught between those two impulses.
Yeah, I mean, how long can this goodwill last? You know, you mentioned, you know, the sentiment's going up and up, but yeah, we've had multiple multi-trillion dollar proposals come out within these first 100 days.
Look, I there's always a honeymoon, and politics is always a context, right? It's never, Joe Biden doesn't exist in a vacuum. The good feelings about Joe Biden and his favorable ratings are well over 50%. Are at least in part attributable to who he succeeded. The chaos of the Trump years, the sense of turmoil every day of, you know, never know what was going to happen, never know what he was going to tweet, never know, could count on his judgment. There was just a sense of instability, and simply the fact that Biden is calm and steady, unexciting, uninspiring, everybody understands that. You saw that in his speech to Congress the other day. There's nothing exciting or inspiring about it, but it was reassuring. And right now, Biden is benefiting from the contrast. People are exhaling. There's a sense of relief. I don't have to deal with the craziness of Trump, but that's not going to last forever. You know, people are going to start to examine Biden, going to start to examine his policies more closely. And they're going to, and the economy is always the single biggest factor. And if he can continue to generate the sense of optimism, which then leads to business investment and consumer spending, he's going to be on a roll. But there's no guarantees that that's going to happen.
All right, Steve Roberts, ABC News political analyst, with the results of the latest ABC News Ipsos poll. I'm sure you can find those results on abc.com. Thank you so much, Steve, for joining us this morning.